Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. My name is Eric Cloward. Before I begin today's episode, I just want to take some time to tell you all that I've decided that I'm going to be putting the Stoic Coffee Break on permanent or indefinite hiatus. As I've been working through a lot of the things that I want to do in my life, I've been focusing a bit more on my music and wanting to get into film and video game composition with my music. I'm finding that I really can't give this podcast the energy and the focus and the time that it needs. And one of the things that I talk about a lot on this podcast is that we need to do the things that are going to bring us the most joy in life. And while I've really enjoyed this podcast, it has been an amazing growth experience for me. My first love has always been music, and I really feel like that's where I need to put my time and energy right now. But as I kind of put this on hold for some time, I just want to say thank you to everybody out there who's listened to this podcast, who sent me notes of encouragement, who have supported me on Patreon. I really appreciated your coming along with me on this journey. And as you know, I've taken some of these ideas and done my best to try and pull them apart and get at the meat of them so that hopefully what I learned from this is something that I can share with you and hopefully can improve your life. For the time being, I'm going to leave the podcast episodes out there. So if you ever want to go back and listen to them, they should be out there. I don't have any real need to take them down. But with that said, I just want to say again, thank you for listening. And let's get on with today's episode. And today I want to talk a bit about something I like to call self-advocacy. And it's this idea that one of the areas that I know that I struggle with, and I'm pretty sure lots of other people do, is that I'm a recovering people pleaser. Too often, I'll put my own needs aside and try to do what I think other people want me to do or want me to say. And usually, it's not really a conscious thing, but it's kind of a built-in habit from years of either wanting people to like me or trying to avoid conflict. But the thing about people pleasing is that it's pretty much lying. It really is when you think about it, because you're not being honest about what it is that you want. You're not being honest about who you are. So when I do something that I think someone else will like me when I do this thing, then I'm lying. I'm not doing it because I really want to do it. When somebody asks my opinion and I try to figure out the right thing to say, then I'm lying about what I really think. And most of us who are people pleasers feel like if people knew who we really were, they probably wouldn't like us that much. We feel like our needs aren't as important as the needs of others. We feel like our needs aren't as important as the needs of others, or that we have to put their needs above our own in order for us to be liked. And in some cases, we'll often do or say things that we really don't believe, or we just simply do because we want to avoid conflict with the other person. And if we say or do all the right things, then somehow we'll be able to keep the peace. And the problem is that it really doesn't work. And in the end, it really does backfire on us. So we often feel resentment towards this other person. If I lie to someone by telling them what I think they want to hear and not what I really think, then how can they really know who I am? They only see this image that I'm trying to put out there. And so I eventually end up resenting them for not letting me be myself, even though I was the one who was not letting me be myself. When we put our needs and wants on the back burner for someone else, and they don't react in the way that we want them to, we're often upset that they aren't pleased by what we did. But the thing is that we're only doing that thing to try and manipulate them. We're trying to control how they feel. And most people don't like feeling like they're being manipulated. And to top it off, we've just committed one of the cardinal sins of Stoicism. We've just put our happiness in the hands of someone else. So how do we change this behavior? How do we stop doing things or saying things that we really don't want to? I mean, it seems pretty simple, doesn't it? I mean, we should just stop saying and doing those things, right? Well, in reality, it's really not that easy. I mean, for me, this is a pattern that's so ingrained that I often don't notice that I'm doing it. It won't be until I'm partway into an argument or sometime after a situation that I'll see that I was really just trying to people-please the other people in the situation. And I often have a bit of anxiety when I want to step up and say what I really think or I really feel because I'm afraid it will upset the other person. And this is where that idea of self-advocacy comes in. Self-advocacy is the idea that you have the right to stand up and advocate for yourself, that your feelings, your thoughts, your opinions do matter, and that you have the right to advocate for yourself, regardless of how others feel or what others may think. And often, we catch the other person as some kind of bully that doesn't like what we're going to have to say or what we think. But also, just as often, this really isn't the case, because we're the ones that are self-censoring, and then we blame them for our behavior. And when you think about it this way, it's kind of crazy. Now, there's still going to be people who are not going to like what you have to say or what you think, and that's okay. One of the most important things that I hope you take away from today's episode is that you don't have to please anyone, ever. Let me say that again. You do not have to please anyone else. It is not your job. Now let that sink in for a moment. I know to many people that might sound selfish, but it really isn't. Because to me, trying to manipulate others is selfish. Trying to control the feelings of other people is selfish. And to be honest and truthful and let them decide how they feel about you and what you had to say, that is the unselfish thing to do. Think about that. By being true to yourself, you are giving them the choice to decide how they want to feel and how they want to act. They may not like you, and that's okay. That's their choice. Let them have that choice. And if they decide they don't like you, then they're not someone for you. They're not your people. For recovering people pleasers, like me, this is really not that easy. And it may often produce all kinds of anxiety. I mean, I know that's how it is for me. So I sometimes feel like when I'm disappointing others or that when I'm letting them down, that it just creates all this stress and worry inside of me. But the thing is that when you do this, when you let other people know who you truly are, then it frees you up from feeling like you need to be in charge of other people's happiness, because you're not. And you never, and it's not your place to be in charge of how other people feel. And it frees the other people from feeling like you're trying to manipulate them. And it really allows you to be a stronger person, because you'll know much more who you are, and other people will know who you are as well. Learning how to step up and advocate for yourself is not an easy thing, but it's something that all of us need to learn how to do. Because to me, the idea of self-advocacy is truly one of self-love. And when you can love yourself, then it makes it a lot easier for you to love other people as well. So before I sign off, again, I just want to thank you all for supporting me in this podcast and taking the time to listen to me every week. And remember, be good to yourselves, be good to others, and thank you so much for listening.